I'd like to remind all participants this conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Thank you very much. So hello and welcome to the SEI call today on Thursday, 3rd of May, 2012. And may I ask Glenn to do a roll call just now? Is Glenn available?
No, this is Natalie. I will be doing the roll call for today.
Okay. So could anybody else do that? So I don't have a list, you know, for our participants. Has anybody and anyone the list of our members?
Natalie will take care of the roll call.
Okay, Natalie, please.
So, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. On the SCI call today, we have Wolf Knobben, Avi Doria, James Bledel, Angie Graves, Anne Ackman-Scalisi, Ron Andruff, and Christopher Pack. We have one apology from Carl Saguiri. And from staff, we have Marika Koenigs, Margie Milam, Glenn Saint-Géry, and myself, Natalie Peregrine. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Natalie, and welcome all again. And let's look to the agenda of today. Just the next point would be if there is anybody has something to disclose with regards to his statements of interest, may I ask you to disclose that? I hear nothing. So may I ask you are you satisfied with the agenda, or is there any amendment, any comment to the agenda of today?
Well, this is Ann Aikman-Scalise, and the only thing I had to add was I did have two very small comments on the GNSO Council voting results table that Marika had sent to us. It's very minor.
Okay. Do we have that incorporated in our agenda in any point of that? The threshold rules also? Isn't that? Or is that a different point? Not to forget.
I'm sorry. It is threshold rules. Yes. Sorry.
No, it isn't, Riga. That's actually a different item because the threshold rules specifically relate to delaying a PDP. What Anne is referring to is the voting threshold table.
Oh, the table, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I understand.
Yeah.
So I just would like to see where we could insert that. If you agree, then let's put it after the threshold rules. So and then talk about that and not forget that point. Yes?
Okay.
Any more comment? No. So thank you very much. So then let's go just to the next point in on the agenda, point three, with regards to, I called it work teams. So from our last call, we were asking people as volunteering for the different items we have to cover. And Marika put together the list of items and the volunteers to each item. My question is, first question would be, is everybody, does everybody see her or himself in the right group? Or is there any comment to that? Not yet. The other question was to me, is the coverage of each item in each group, is that balanced in the meaning that means that we have people enough, let me say, to cover that point? So I see, for example, in under point F, just N as a soloist, let me say that. In that way, and in point B as well, J is called Evans. So the question came to me, is that enough? And, well, I would like to ask you for comments on that. Avery, please.
Yeah, this is Avery. I think leaving one person as the sole stucky on something is not good. I think, though, between you know, for example, I could always volunteer as vice chair to participate on consent agenda. As for the updated CNSO Council voting results table, I would assume that staff was also on that one since they're already producing the table, or perhaps I misunderstand. And on some of them, it looks like we have a very rich spread. So, you know, I'm willing to add myself to the consent agenda just to keep it from being a single person. But, you know, otherwise, some of them do seem to have a lot of people. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Avi and Ron, please.
Good afternoon, evening, everyone. Ron Andruff. Thanks, Chair. My feeling on this is certainly echoing Avery's. I think we're, if you look at deferral of motions, you see a large number of people will contribute to that. But when it comes to the consent agenda or voting thresholds or, you know, proxy voting procedure, those all need a little bit more beefing up in my view, and certainly update of GNSO Council voting. So we have enough people in this working group that we should be able to apportion everyone. The whole point is these are just teams to break down and actually summarize what the general thinking on the topic is and bring it to the SCI. So it really, you know, if we had three or four people on each team, that would be very helpful as opposed to having an overload on one and something. This is a very, as I always thought about it, was a lightweight working group. Working team to gather data about that topic and bring that to the perspective of the entire SCI so that we all didn't have to go out and try to, you know, figure out what we knew, what we didn't know about the various topics. We would just have teams gather that up. So this should be a quick, you know, bunch of straw men put forward that then the SCI will look at and make determinations against. So that was my thinking. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ron. There was also some, let me say, email exchange in advance with regard to the question whether we might have, you know, if you look to the table of the agenda items, that there might be, let me say, different, they may need different time consumption, well, to cover those items. So maybe some of them are more lightweight than the others are, so, and that could be reflected also in the number of people. But on the other hand, so I wouldn't like to see that somebody is, let me say, a soloist and alone, you know, and looking around. It's every time it's better, well, to have a discussion within a group, at least with two or three people, and talking about the items. So. From this perspective, well, I would like to ask for comment, and I see Marika as well. Please, Marika.
Yeah, this is Marika. Just to comment, I think Avery made the question on the GNSO Council voting results table, and I think it also comes back to the point that Wolf made, because indeed that's the document that staff put forward and basically what we developed based on the adopted recommendations. So that is an item where indeed we're looking to the SCI to just make sure that, you know, we didn't miss anything or it's in line with what was adopted. And, you know, we believe it is because, of course, we looked through all those recommendations. So that's more a kind of verification task where I guess some of the other items, you know, might require, you know, writing up new language, you know, reviewing information, for example, a deferral of motions, looking at past experiences. So there might indeed be a need to balance certain groups more, but I think, you know, the group might also want to take into account indeed the workload that's associated with some of these items.
Yes, thank you. So I could, if I compare, well, the number of people so in different groups, so we have the group C and D, they are well, let me say, equipped with people. And, if that would be necessary, so I could also, let me say, move from one group to another, let me say, from C, from the deferral of motions, to join N in the, with regards to that item, update of GNSO Council voting results table. So, then at least, this group has also two people, as right now the B group B has one. There's also two with Avery. May I add one point? It comes to my mind that in between we have been approached with regards to an item regarding the statement of interest rules the council set for itself. It came from outside the council, so Evan Leibovic. So he was dealing, he was asked to disclose some statement of interest, and he used our statement form of interest. Maybe the ALEC doesn't have one, also I don't know exactly why. But then he came back with a question whether we could simplify to some extent the statement of interest form and the questions related to that. So that might be a point which we could deal with. We have to answer at first one question is, because since it came from Evan, and he's a person, and he is not an entity or an icon, a body, so which, according to our rules, we would have to come up with an item. So we have to clarify whether we accept such an item coming from one person, or whether we ask him, okay, try well to get back to ALEC and then come back to ALEC to with that question, or how to deal with that. So that's more a formal question we have to answer in that respect, and then we can talk about that. One, please.
Chair, I'm confused. I'm not sure where we are. We were talking about the volunteers on the various elements, and now we're talking about Mr. Leibovic, so I'm confused.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm just wondering where did we leave off? We were in the middle of it.
Okay. No, I was only trying to add another item.
Additional
item, which is SOI, statement of interest.
Okay.
And I just tried to explain where it came from. So that was the only thing. So you are right. So we are talking about the items we have on our agenda and the way how we can work on those items. And I shouldn't confuse you and should talk about additional items later on.
Thank you very much. Now, just for clarification, because I'm trying to keep an eye on this, and I'm also
yes.
with reading various things going on, so it went sideways on me, and I missed it. No
okay.
So does that now go under agenda item number 5, or where?
Agenda item number 5 is what? Is AOB or what? Okay. Yes, let's talk about it at this agenda item.
I'm sorry, this was Anne talking.
Yes. Okay, thank you, Anne. My last suggestion was for myself to move my name to the group number F. And so then we have, in addition, the... Then we have covered. Am I in line? Then we have covered all the working groups, don't we? Or did I miss something? No. Why not put? Okay. One is asking why not put out a reminder to the group and see who joins. We could do that and could put into the reminder, let me say, the groups as they are at the time being, and asking for additional volunteers. That's my suggestion. Okay. So after this, I would go. Into some details and start with the consent agenda on that. And there I saw that already Ron has been working on that together with Marika. And I would like to ask one of you to share with us, you know, your thoughts about that and then start a discussion on that. Micah, you have that on the screen? Yes, I see that. Who is going to...
Well, this is Ron.
Yes,
I'll take the lead and then I'll hand off to Marika.
Yes, please.
Just to put this in clear context, I was not very informed on this topic, so I went to support staff and basically asked a couple of questions so I could understand what were we talking about and what was the rationale for the for you know behind this initiative, and so she came back to me with some information so I could be better informed, and in fact. Provided some good ideas to go forward so I could inform myself. But the nice part about it is that that work is coming out to the group as a whole. And because I think back to those working group lists, I wasn't on the consent agenda list. I was really trying to inform myself. But so as we've discussed it, Marika came forward with the documentation that we had, and I asked what improvements we would need. What would you think that we would need to put forward to move this ball forward to come to some logical conclusions. And so I think that's what we're looking at now, but I'll hand this off to Marika from there to explain what we've done. Thank you.
Yes, Marika, could you please continue?
Yes, so this is Marika. So looking at the comparison that that we did based on the you know the board procedure, the interim procedure used by the GNSO Council and the one suggested by Jay Scott, there were a lot of similarities. I think you know, the biggest, most had in common that you know, it's the chair or the leadership that you know, sets the agenda and recommends what items should be on the consent agenda. Same procedure that anyone can remove an item from the consent agenda for you know, any reason they want. There doesn't need to be an explanation or a vote associated with that. I think the only difference between some of them was that I think the procedure that the council is currently using excludes items that are that have a specific have a motion associated with them, which is different from the board or the procedure that was proposed by Jay Scott. So what I actually did here, and looking as well as some of the other elements that are you know specific to the GNSO council, is for example the recommendation to actually exclude elements that are subject to absentee voting. To make sure that there's not a situation where something will be adopted through the consent agenda, but then through the absentee vote, someone would suddenly say, "Oh, but I don't agree." So, just as a you know formality, to take that away, and just noting as well that as it's the council leadership that you know proposes the consent agenda, if there's a strong feeling that you know items that have a motion associated with it shouldn't be part of the consent agenda, they have that flexibility to not include those items if they want to. Another difference between the procedure that was proposed by Jay Scott and this one is the fact of the vote. I think in the one that Jay Scott proposed, it was the chair would just read out or say, are there no more objections? If not, then this is adopted. While I think the ICANN bylaws actually call for an affirmative vote. So the idea is here as well that a vote is registered at the end of the consent items, if you know the ones that are remaining. And also a small difference is in relation to preparing the minutes to make sure that those include a statement regarding the composition or threshold that approved the consent agenda, so that's part of the records of the minutes. That's also an item that's a bit more specific than what was proposed in the language, I think, that Jay Scott put forward. And I think that's basically, I think for the rest, it basically follows what was in the different procedures that we shared.
Yes, thank you, Marika. So I think that's a good starting point for discussion on that, and I call for comments. And I see Avi, please.
I got one, which I think is just a pedantic one. I'm not sure if we've actually defined council leadership anywhere as a specific subgroup. So you may want to say chairs and vice chairs or whatever. If we have defined council leadership, that entity has sort of been a new, emerging, evolving entity, then fine, but otherwise we may want to be specific. I think there need to be some called-out exclusions. I think one way of doing it that Marika mentioned is possibly work, but anything that has absentee vote with it, it can't be on the consent agenda, I think is good. I think it may be even appropriate, though, to sort of single out several things that could, for example, anything related to a PDP. Now, I think most of those do have absentee, so that goes. But I think also, for example, anything that involved sending a recommendation to the board, we may or may want to exclude, period. I don't know, but I'd like to put those things on the list as things to be considered in terms of exclusion. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. With regards to let me just to comment, with regards to council leadership, I think also we could make it more clear. Yeah? So we have in mind chair and vice chairs, so because they are preparing the agenda. So leadership is maybe too general. So we don't know what's going to happen in the future. Okay. So with regards to the content, Marika, please.
Yeah, this is Marika. On the terminology, I can have a look at the operating procedures to see what is used in other parts of the operating procedures to make sure indeed that it's aligned, whether you know leadership is used or chair or vice chair, and then I can report back on that on for the next meeting. On the item that Avery raised, I'm actually curious why you would want to exclude specific items or on a topic basis. I mean, I don't have a specific position, you know, for or against, but if you look, for example, at the board, they just, I think, include items where they see there is consensus and no need to further discuss. It doesn't mean that, you know, that certain voting thresholds are not met or not recorded, because they also adopt, for example, PDP recommendations as part of the consent agenda, you know, if and when appropriate. And also with the you know, caveat in this case that, you know, anyone can remove any item from the consent agenda at any point, you know, before a vote is taken. So I'm wondering why you want to exclude certain items while there might be circumstances where, you know, for efficiency or, you know, for example, an item that has been deferred a couple of times and has been discussed to such a great extent that in the end there is broad consensus that you still want to have it as a separate item. I'm just, you know, out of curiosity, why would you want to exclude, you know, upfront specific certain items from a inclusion in a consent agenda?
Okay.
Yes, how will you please?
Yeah, okay. Without raising my hand. I guess because I think that some of the things, like initiating a PDP, and as I said, it goes very well with your not to exclude anything that's got an absentee ballot. I think those two are actually quite similar to each other. It's just one is doing it on an artifact versus one is doing it on the kind of thing. And the other one that involves formal recommendations to the board, I think that in some things those are the main tasks of the GNSO that I think other parts of the GNSO from bylaws and rules that require the face-to-face discussion of things prior to taking votes face-to-face or, you know, the voice-to-voice. I think that those things fall in a basket that, as the prime, think that they should not be done purely in a way that's to be expeditious. I think when we first brought up the consent agenda, it was indeed referred to for things that were sort of more trivial, more standard, more practice, more how to get things done or, you know, where we're going to meet for our, you know, us only dinner and things like that. But I think for the prime duties of the council, those things should remain within the barriers of decisions are made in a face-to-face, voice-to-voice environment. And I don't think that being expeditious is something we should do in those particular cases. So that's why I suggest it. Thanks.
Okay. Yes. Okay, understood. Oh, I see Mary. Please, Mary.
Yes, thanks, Wolf, and hello, everybody. Just to follow up on Avery's point, and I guess the question would be, how do we capture that, besides the absentee voting requirements, because those would cover all the PDP. I guess what I'm thinking of might be a situation, as Ron says, clearly, you know, anybody can ask for it to be removed, but if it's removed from the consent agenda, it doesn't automatically go into the agenda for that meeting. I don't think it, unless time permits. Otherwise, it becomes an agenda item for the next meeting. So there may be some issues that require discussion in the opinion of an SG of a counselor, but I'm not sure that there's a way for them to say, look, it needs to be discussed at this meeting rather than be on the consent agenda or be discussed at the next meeting. That was one of the possible scenarios I had in mind.
Okay, Mary, thank you. Just to correctly understand, so you might see a situation where an item which is going to be removed from the consent agenda may be a wish to discuss it at that meeting where the consent agenda is valid for. Is that the understanding?
Yeah, and, you know, honestly, I'm not sure that that would happen very often, but let's say, you know, there's a time there's a lot of things going on, and counselors pretty much take their instructions from their membership. So the agenda comes out, you know, and it's published, and, you know, somebody in one of our constituencies says, hey, wait a minute, this is really important for the following reasons, and it can't wait for the next council meeting. Is there a way to move it from the consent agenda to be a discussion item at this meeting?
Okay.
The way that we have it now, I don't think there is.
Okay. Well, I saw that covered in the second paragraph, the last sentence, but maybe we should make it more clearly. So it's written, so they may wish, for example, to discuss the item, to query the item. So discuss the item leaves it open at what time it should be discussed. So maybe it could be added something to explain it clearly.
And I guess, Wolf, this would be a question for you and Jeff and Stefan, I suppose, as in, is the expectation that when we do this in the second paragraph, that mm-hmm. it's possible to then have it in this meeting, or is it, you know, usually by rule deferred to the next meeting for discussion?
No, I think, Mary, so if the group here is of the opinion, it should be open, you know, to also for discussion, for potential discussion at the present meeting, then we should say that, and then should write it down and make a proposal for that, and bring it up to the council then for decision now.
Thanks. I mean, I just wasn't sure that that was something that we had considered or that should be made explicit. I had another question or comment. Should I say it now? I see that Ron has his hand up. It's about a different point.
Asking, so Ron, do you have an additional point or just to that point?
Yes, if I could. Yes, if, do you hear me now?
Okay, you could, and Mary, I come back to you after Ron, yes?
No problem, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Mary. I think that the comments you make are certainly valid. They need some consideration, but I started to post and got ham-handed on the Adobe Connect. But basically, I think that if a meeting, you know, this is really where the two elements of consent agenda and deferral motions both intertwine in terms of the work items on our list. This could almost be used as a deferral tactic. So we have to make sure we don't let that happen. But I think it would be fair if we say that, you know, there can be a discussion, as following along Wolf's view of what was written there, if we allow a discussion of that topic, just in general, for people to have an understanding of why is it being deferred, what seems to be the issue, why are you taking it out of this consent agenda, then it's placed on the next agenda, next meeting agenda. That, you know, that would be one way. I mean, that's an off the top of my head kind of thought, but it's one way to make sure that this topic will be discussed within a certain period of time, and it'll give then the constituencies, you know, whoever part of the community is being affected by this, time to really discuss it and come back with their cogent thinking. So I'm thinking that, you know, I'm not disagreeing with the principle at all, but I think that we should allow this kind of an item. It's that paragraph number 2 really capitalizes on all of the things we want in so much as it allows that free rein for anyone to say, no, this can't go forward, but we put rules on it. So I'll stop talking there. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Ron. So I come back to Mary right now, too, and you had additional comments, Mary?
Yeah, and like I said, it's on a slightly different point. It's the going back to the first paragraph, in terms of making the list and supporting documents available in sufficient time, my assumption would be that's the usual 8-day deadline, or whenever it is that we have the agenda out, because it doesn't seem to make sense to have a different timeline for this, nor is it practical. But I just raised that as a point of clarification. Is that what we understand, and should there be a difference, or should there be an exception?
So that was my understanding, so just saying that, my opinion. So my question is, why shouldn't we just say it according to the rules? So we have set out, you know, the agenda timeline in the rules of operations, and we should follow that with regards to the consent agenda as well.
Yeah, and I would prefer that, Wolf, if that is the agreement and the understanding, just to make sure that there's no misunderstanding by anyone else reading this after us.
Yes, I don't see any other comment on that. So, Marika, did you get that?
Yes, I'm trying to take notes on the right side of the screen. So if
yes.
I'm missing anything there, you know, just let me know. But I think I captured what Mary was trying to say.
Yes, so it's just about, you know, the timeline of for the council agenda, which is laid down in the rules, actually. So we can refer to the rules with regard to the time we need before the council meeting. To provide for the consent agenda. Okay, Marika?
Yeah, and this is Marika. It's something we could consider, of course, as well, is that as this, you know, the idea is that this would get integrated into the GNSO operating procedures. We might just refer here to the specific section that talks about, you know, when documents need to be made available. So we don't actually have to repeat it, but we just refer to the section. So should at any point in time that specific section change, you know, we don't need to change in different places. So that might be another option to deal with it.
Yes. Okay. Mary, do you want to continue with other comments? Or?
No, I'm good for now. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. So I personally have another question regarding the taking or registering votes and taking votes. So in the third paragraph, then the chair calls for a vote. So we should be clear what kind of vote we are looking for. Is it a kind of just simple majority vote or whatever? So any thought on that? So my feeling would be, okay, it should be a simple majority vote, but if there is any comment or different opinion on that, please. Avi, yeah?
Yeah, that's actually a really good question. I guess that everything would have to be a majority vote issue if you were going to do majority vote consent. I think it would get right confusing if we start mixing consent agenda with the other item on our list, the threshold rule needed. So I think that majority vote makes sense, as long as everything is a majority vote, would be a majority vote if it was pulled off.
Okay, I see right now more clearly. I think it should be consensus. Isn't it? Because it is, you know, the case for calling for a vote after items have already been removed.
Yeah. Then it's, wait a second. I'm totally confused. I think I can ignore what I just said.
So that's how I read it right now. So this paragraph
is enough to take it off the list.
So it's written, so when there are no more items to be removed, so meaning, okay, there have been already removed some items, Then the chair reads out the number of the remaining consent items, and then the chair calls for a vote. And this vote clearly, obviously, should be a consensus vote. Otherwise, there might be one item which somebody is against, and then it should be removed, according to the other paragraphs.
Margie has her hand up. I bet you she can clarify.
Oh yes, please, Margie, please.
Yes, actually, I've been puzzled with this issue as you've been discussing it. If something is on a consent agenda and it gets voted on, does the vote have to be unanimous? I mean, I don't necessarily think it has to. And then what is the result of a vote on a consent agenda? Does it mean that we have consensus? So we can say that it is a consensus position? You know, I mean, I don't think it's implied that just because you don't take an item off the consent agenda that it has to be 100% unanimous, but you still need to have some threshold. Anyways, as you can see, I'm struggling with this, trying to figure out what it all means when there is a vote on something that is on the consent agenda.
Okay. Ron, what is your opinion, please?
Thank you. I'm confused why we're even having this conversation. It seems to me that there are existing structures for voting that happen whenever the council takes a vote now, and whatever this would be exactly the same. It's a standard voting. It's a vote that you would do one by one. So this is a vote that's by consent. So what changed there that we're not using the same principles or same procedure that we use on every other vote in the GNSO? That's what I don't understand.
Maybe I've confused you, because my understanding is, the council leadership, so the chair and vice chair, they bring up a consent, come up with a consent agenda. So this is brought before the council, and then the council is discussing, and somebody says, oh, no, item number 5, no, I don't like to see that on the consent agenda, so it's going to be removed then afterwards, and then we leave 4 other items, which nobody is asking for removal of one of them. And then we go for a vote and asking, well, to vote on the consent agenda. Then my understanding is it must be unanimous. So because that's my logic. Or is that...
If I might respond?
Yes, please.
The whole point, let's just step back from this. What is the purpose of a consent agenda? Consent agenda, in my simple understanding, is to expedite administrative matters. That may be an understatement, but if you understand it from that perspective, it's just to expedite this activity so we can get on with bigger and better things, more important things we need to discuss, or things that need discussion. These don't need discussion, so they're on the consent agenda. It's just an expedition process. If that's the case, then what seems to be the problem? I don't understand it. I don't see why all of a sudden now we're looking for consensus, and you know how ICANN devolves in a heartbeat into divided camps. And so why would we even look to have consensus to expedite that? That all we're doing there is making things twice as long to shorten something up. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
I'm confused by that. So tell me, someone, if I'm really off the off base in terms of my simple understanding of what we're doing here.
Sorry to.
I'm quite sincere.
Sorry to confuse you. Ladies can help us.
Yeah.
Let's ask. I don't know who was first, Marika or Avri.
Let Marika go first.
Okay, Marika, please.
Something authoritative and clear to say.
Well, I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
So this is Rika, but. I mean, I think, agreeing with Ron's point, I mean, the council leadership decides on the consent agenda, and the idea is indeed that items end up there that don't require discussion, that are not controversial, that everyone agrees upon. And if discussion is needed, then items are immediately taken off, by just the first person that asks for it. On the voting itself, if you look, for example, at the board consent agenda, I think normally, as it's basically written up in their minutes, it basically says, these resolutions were approved in a single voice vote. 14 board members voted in favor of the resolution, and then it notes, for example, people that were unable to vote on the resolution or that abstained, conflict of interest reasons or for whatever reason. So that's basically how it's done in the board context. So I think in that sense, as we're already talking about possibly items that are related to a PDP. So that might, an easy way around that, you know, instead of having to try to define what that means, is saying, well, any item that has a specific voting threshold associated with it that's not a simple majority. So then you basically catch all those items that are also called out in that voting threshold table, are not eligible for consent items. So then you already do away with any kind of concerns there might be on, you know, is a different voting threshold needed or does it apply? So maybe that's a way of, you know, combining those two, of taking those items out that people feel shouldn't be part or should never be part of a consent agenda, and making sure that there's no confusion over which voting threshold applies.
Okay, thank you, Marika. And now, Avri, please.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm close to agreeing with that, so I might not have much to say. I think that taking it to unanimous consent agenda does make it too hard. The notion of a consent agenda is a bunch of things that are voted up or down together, one vote, no debate, no amendment. Again, anybody could have taken something out, but I think you could be against everything in the consent agenda and vote against it, and therefore it should be the council's normal voting threshold that counts. But because we've got all these varied voting thresholds, I don't think anything can be included that isn't a majority vote item. But mm-hmm. I think as long as they're all majority vote items, a majority vote, however we define it, should be sufficient.
Okay. Good. So I tend to understand, and I think I confused myself a bit. So any further comment to that? I lost Adobe Connect, so is there any hand up?
No hands are up at the moment.
No hands up. So, okay, then the suggestion would be a voting as usual. That means majority voting. Okay. That's the next... For the next question, is there any further comment, additional comment to other points regarding this item, the consent agenda? I'm sorry, I have I lost Adobe Connect.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chair. Then this is Ron.
Yes.
So the only thought that I would add to what you've just said is the fact that. I think we as the SCI have more or less checked the box number of the work teams, number one, consent agenda. I think we've pretty well covered all the discussion and the groundwork on this. There may be, we may want to bring it back in front of the whole group to see if there's any more items, but I think we might be able to move two people off of those work teams onto others.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm quite serious about that. I think that we've done
yes.
very good work on this consent agenda. We've got
yes.
very good information there, so we probably
yes.
almost can move.
Okay, so if I may ask, well, you know, the small group on the consent agenda, well, to take care of that, what we have discussed, well, to put it into and to put it on the list that we can, let me say, discuss on the list further on the new draft, let me say, on that, yeah?
Well, I'm saying even that the... There's no sense of a work team anymore. I don't know what you and one other person would do in this.
No. The question would be, so I would ask the best Marika, well, to put that into the opinions into the right wording, let me say. Maybe Marika, you could also make a suggestion into what part of the rules of procedure it should be incorporated, so in which paragraph or which part of that, and then just send it to the list, and until the next time, though, we can amend and put questions on it, and then talk about it again, and maybe decide upon next time.
Chair, Marika has her hand up. This is Ron. Just
yes. Marika, please.
No, if I may, just to finish off responding to what you've just said, I think that's exactly right. We can get this thing prepared and turned around very quickly. And I think this is, we can kind of work in this manner on all of these various elements, I think we'll cover that very quickly. Thank you.
Yes.
Marika?
Marika?
This is Marika. So what I can do, indeed, I have taken a note and circulated through the list and prepare a redlined version based on I think, the items where we have an agreement on making changes to this. With regards to where to put this in the operating procedures, having looked at it, my suggestion would be either in Chapter 3 on GNSO Council meetings or Chapter 4 on voting of the GNSO operating procedures. But again, I'm happy there to take any other suggestions that people might have on where it best fits.
Okay. Good. Thank you. So then it's okay for this point. The next item we have on the agenda is what? I'm still not connected to Adobe Connect.
The next item you have is deferral of motions.
Deferral
and
of motions.
I'll ring out on hands up until you get yourself back on Adobe.
Yes. So I just got back.
Oh, okay.
So, okay, that is deferral of motion. So I don't know, did we, what was there already a start of that, working start of that point? So because on the one hand, we have many volunteers on that. On the other hand, so the question is, what do we have on the table at the time being? Marika, please.
This is Marika. What we already have on the table is the research that Glenn and Natalie and Gisela did on the history of deferral of motions.
I see.
And I think there were some further questions that Avery asked on that, and I think Glenn came back with some further responses on that. So the basic research has been done, so I guess it's now up to this sub-team to look at that that data and see what the group can derive from that on basing a future model or whether indeed there's a need for a formal procedure or not
okay.
to address that.
Okay. So the question is who takes a bit of lead in this group? So not saying that to you, Ron, but you are raising your hand to comment on that, please.
Thank you. We'll Angie Graves and I are members of the BC, and we both put ourselves on this list. And so we would be happy to, if Angie will assist me, kind of take the lead on kind of taking the pen, if you will. Regarding this, and just in terms of a quick summary of where I think we left it, there were about 105 motions that we're discussing here. 22 were deferrals over a 2.5-year period. Of those, 4 motions were deferred a second time and 1 was a third time. So effectively, 1 out of 100, 1% is getting asking to be deferred a third time, and 4% are a second time. So it looks like we've got a very good track record of these things. So I'm not sure how much we want to kind of get in the middle of this. But what I do know is there were some elements that were brought up in the last call which I think were very prescient. And if I'm not mistaken, it was Glenn or someone from staff brought up the notion of socializing the motion. It may have been Marika. In any case, this idea of socializing the motions within the council before the motions are made, this is a very helpful thing. So when a deferral, so there would be a situation where it would cause less deferrals if, in fact, these things might get brought into the discussion stream earlier on in the process. So I thought that idea of socializing motions was very important, and this idea, because it does remove the shock of emotions appearing surprisingly and sending shockwaves through the various constituencies that they impact. So those ideas, I think, are very valuable, and I think that's really kind of how this group started. And so I would offer Angie, and I hope she appreciates that I'm throwing us both into this, to say we will take the pen on this initiative. Thank you.
Yes. Well, if... I think that it seems to be accepted. Yeah. So from my point of view, so I welcome that and would be happy. Well, and I understand you would to start well to getting into more detail with regard to that statistics and then draw your opinion from that and come up with some suggestion.
Well, if I may, Chair, what I was doing is kind of giving a framework of where we're at, with the hope that Ron, Angie, Wolf Ulrich, Canobin, Krista Papich, Avery Doria, and Carlos Aguirre will all do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
So we'll take
sure.
A pen. So if the ideas kind of flow in from wherever you guys feel this is at, or what you feel, you know, the direction it should go, and then Angie and I will try and craft something that reflects that, that we can bring back to the larger group.
In okay.
In large measure, what we just did with the consent agenda.
Yes, okay. And then I see a comment from Avery, please.
The comment is really confusion, and perhaps this last bit that you added maybe made it a little less confusing. At first I thought I was hearing, so the two of you are planning to do it all, and then you'll let us know what's going on, or maybe it's changed. I really don't understand what the two of you taking the pen on this means.
Well, Avery, if I may, what would the logic...
Yes.
As I understand these elements are, is that we have a larger group, and then we have all of these elements, of which very few of us are up to speed on them completely. So the group breakdown of work groups, as I understood it, was to try to distill what are the elements that we're discussing here that the SCI should be aware of, and bring them to the SCI as a whole, so then we could then do what we just did in the consent agenda discussion. So in other words, if you put it in terms of Marika and I were the subgroup on consent agenda, and we developed, we looked at the various elements of it, we looked at what the differences were between the three drafts that were on the table, and then we tried to construct something that would fit the bill for ICANN and this process. And then we brought that to the group, and the group then chewed around on it for this last hour and a half or so, and we finally came to a position where we kind of feel pretty comfortable with it. Probably some work still to be done, but we're more or less got that one done. Now the group itself, the larger group, needs to work on that and come back with what they think. So
yes.
It's just that process, that's all. So I was just saying that Angie's new to the process, and so I welcome having her on board with me, and so that's why we'll develop. I said we would just, if everyone wants to flood us with their thoughts on the topic, we'll just I'll put them all on one piece of paper and send them back to you guys.
Yes.
That was the point.
Well, that's what I understand. So we can expect the group number C can expect a paper coming from you, from your side. So right now, just like it was from with regard to the content agenda, is that because that is needed. We need a paper well on which basis we can start to discuss and with regards to item C.
Exactly. That was my original suggestion with these work teams, and now the principle I'm discussing now. Yes.
Okay. Avery, any further question to that?
I guess I just don't feel comfortable about it, but I don't want to make an issue of it at this point.
Avery, I'm happy to defer to you if you want to take the pen. We'll just
no,
come right
it just doesn't. I don't know.
How would you prefer to do it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just feel that it was a very quick. We will take the pen. We've just basically got the group together at this point. We even haven't had a chance to look at all the information and think about it, and already somebody's got a pen on it. And I guess that the speed made me uncomfortable.
Apologies for my
hey.
CEO mentality.
No,
no problem, and I'm happy to defer if anyone else wants to.
I guess it was my academic mentality that got in the way.
Fair
apologies.
Enough. Fair enough. No, and from my point of view, truly, it doesn't matter to me how it happens. All I'm suggesting is that that simple process be followed. It's just really
yes,
someone
and
needs to gather all the details. If there's a number of people out there committed to a team.
Because I'm not even sure we have all the info we need yet.
Well, that's the point. Let's go out and get as much as we can, and then we'll, as a group, SCI group, we'll decide if we have enough or not. But let's go out and somebody has to start it. That's all. I step back, Chair. Sorry.
Yes, so we should really take care about, you know, what questions we have. So in addition to that, maybe also, you know, I personally, because I'm on council and I had to deal with this deferral of motion, maybe I have a kind of a curtain in front of my eyes, so and don't see the really background of that and the problems. And I do hope that all of you in the group come up with questions. So when Ron comes up with a paper, so I only see that as a starting point. And then if we need further on more information about that, so which I, at the time being, it doesn't come to my mind, but may come to our minds, during the process, so that would be helpful to come up with. So that, so I would like to move to the group number D, voting threshold rules for delaying a PDP. Is it the same as we had, or do we have already some paper? I understand we have a comment from a paper from Marika from last time. That and that is comment of staff and an opinion of staff. Do we have more at the time being available? Does anybody know from that group? Ron, please.
Thank you, Chair. I'm not aware of any other further documentation in that regard at this point. But I have a suggestion that perhaps I can make at this point with regard to. We just left off with the idea of who writes what. Maybe Angie and I should write up the PDP, since we're the only ones on that group for now. And Avery, maybe you and someone else could pick up the, you know, to kind of coordinate.
I want to point out
collection.
That you're actually not the only ones on that one. It goes across the paper.
Okay.
There's actually
two other people
on it.
All right.
You had said that before, and I hadn't bothered to point it out, but I figured I'd point it out this time.
Thank you. So it can. So my point is, it can go either way. That, you know, someone can. I was just so I'm just saying I will step away from deferral of motions and pick this one up if you like, whatever you prefer. But otherwise, Chair, I'm not aware of any other information on this because we're just forming the group at this point, as I understand it.
Yes, it is. So where are we with D right now? So is it that somebody takes these? The papers or the paper available, and then is starting with that, and then sharing that with a group, and so Avi, please.
If I can make a recommendation for
both of
these multiple peopled ones, and that's that any of us, you know, can go and start a Google Doc or a Etherpad on these topics. And then basically we can start collecting anyone's thoughts in that one page and see where we are. So no one is stuck with a pen, but whoever wants to start it first, you know, starts it. We can easily put together, whether it's two Google Docs, I figure no one in this group, I'd be the closest, is a purist about not wanting to use Google. So we could probably use Google Docs. Not like when I'm working with civil society groups. We can't use that. So perhaps we set up a Google Doc document where people just start crafting their thoughts about these things.
Yes. Okay, so did I understand correctly that you are starting with that?
I'll start two Google Docs. I'll make them empty until I have announced people, and then people can go put stuff in. How's that work?
Okay.
This is Marika. Can I maybe offer the wiki for that? That might be a location where people are already familiar, that we create, you know, specific pages for the different sub-teams so everyone can as well look at that and see what everyone's doing.
The only problem I have with wikis is that wikis force a sequential, whereas Google Docs and Etherpads allow several people to work at the same time. So what happens in wikis as a multiple-person working document is that whoever happens to have it open is blocking everybody else from doing anything. That's the problem with the wiki page as a collaborative work environment.
So
we then maybe just use the wiki as a home where people can link from. So just trying to make a central place where people can go if, you know, they want to find wherever that work is being, you know, being done. Would that be?
Oh, certainly the wiki to point to the various, whether
right.
it's Etherpads or Google Docs. Yeah, that'd be great.
Right, and then maybe I can just create, like, pages for the different sub-teams that then also lists who are working on it, and that can be a place as well to post the other documents that, you know, we have already sent around, for example, or additional information that people have collected. So, I can take care of that.
As a relatively static repository of information. It's just not a collaborative work.
Okay. So may I just comment, because I'm not so familiar with a Google Doc. I'm familiar with a wiki page, but I'm keen on to learn about that. And for me, the most important thing is so that nobody of the related group is going to be missed, you know, on one of those talks. You know, that must be ensured that everybody of this group could be made aware through email or whatever, you know, that if there are some changes on the document, that he or she is aware of that. So that must be sure, and I'm sure it is. Okay. So we are running out of time. So it's 10. It's 1 hour. Let me just briefly come to the two other points. With regards to proxy voting procedure, I have shared today a small document personally, which I drafted. How I'm seeing the present voting procedure, proxy voting procedure, and where I see questions with regards to that item, and which questions should be solved. I would like to ask you. I'm going to share that with Carlos at first, but in addition, since it's shared already with you, if you have comments on that and ideas on that, please share that views with us, and we will come back with that document. Now, the last one, the council voting results table, and how should we deal with that? Do you have any idea?
The table? Yeah, this is Ann Aikman Scalise,
yes.
And my comments were minor. They were just hoping to provide, in a couple of cases, a little bit more information, and whoever else is working on this team should check their own review. I thought it was a good summary, but I did notice that for someone coming new to the council, they might want to know, for example, Marika, with respect to terminate a PDP, that at the very bottom of the first page of the table, that there is a standard in the bylaws that the vote should be based on only for a significant cause, and that it might just be helpful to clarify right after that terminate a PDP, just to add those words, only for a significant cause, because that's supposed to be the basis of the vote. Then a similar comment on the second page, I think it's the third one down, approve PDP recommendation imposing new obligations on certain contracting parties. And there is a bit of additional information in the bylaw about this applying when a two-thirds vote of council equals consensus, which might be worth noting, whether you do it right there in the box or as a footnote, as you've already done with respect to the first item on that page.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last comment that I had related to in the middle of the second page where it says modify or amend an approved PDP recommendation. And again, this probably only applies to new people, new counselors, but it's just very helpful when you have a nice short reference like this, that the bylaw itself says, and I would suggest you put, you know, paren, prior to board approval, close paren, just so it's very, very clear. There's no amendment of PDPs. I mean, it seems silly anyway, but it would be helpful. I actually did not get a chance personally to look at the items beyond that one. I haven't looked, Rolf, beyond. I got that far. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get any farther.
Yes, thank you, Anne. But what I wanted to do is, so if possible, do you have, let me say, if you make remarks in written form, could you?
I tried to, yes. If Marika could send me a file that can be modified,
yes.
Because the file was sent in PDF.
In PDF, yeah, okay, I understand. So Marika, just Marika, raise your hands. She could comment on that. just briefly, but we are over the end of our session. I would like to come to the close of that, not to keep you waiting here for that. Marika, please.
Yes, Marika. I can be brief. I'm happy to send you the word version. I think the suggestions you made were very helpful. I unfortunately didn't catch them all, so wouldn't it be really helpful if you could make them in a document? But I think from staff perspective, those clarifications seem to make a lot of sense.
Yes, be happy to do so.
Okay, thank you. Great. Juan, please.
Thank you, Chair. I'm not sure where this is going from the point of view that it looks to be a movement to modify the proxy voting procedure by allowing it to happen on site during an event, event being a meeting. And I don't think it was written in that spirit. And I think there was discussion in the last call around that topic, which spoke about the idea of if you're not there, if you're given a proxy and the proxy is not there, then that is a fact of life.
Mm-hmm.
We have to live with it. And just like if the rain comes down, I'm going to get wet. I have no choice. In the same way that proxy has been given and that person is not there, then that doesn't happen. Now, I'd like to go back and look at the notes in more detail, but that's certainly something that needs to be reviewed because it seemed to me there were a number of voices speaking that in that direction. And now I'm looking at a document that's showing how we can sort of slide this one in and let people do it on the fly. GNSO Council is exactly that, it's a council, and they're made up of the GNSO, which are all the bodies that various constituencies and the like that make up the organization as a whole. The councillors are supposed to reflect the wishes of the council, and the council of their constituencies.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're saying here is that if we there's been direction given, everything's in place, but something's happened now, and someone's passing off the vote. They're handing something off, and I don't think that was the spirit of the way this was developed. So before we start wordsmithing this proposal, it's a straw man. I accept. But I think there needs to be more discussion on it. So I would suggest that we might just want to pick this topic up as the start of our next conversation.
Yes.
Because, in fact, we're over the time, and I would have to jump as well.
Sure. It was just a starting point, and I'm happy to receive comments on that. I just tried to make it transparent where the points are in the rules in case if, we suggest this or that way. So that's what I was trying. So I'm happy to get comments on that. Thank you very much. I would like to come to a close. So we couldn't cover not yet the survey and the additional one item which I brought up. I would like to suggest that the next time, at first, I would like to suggest to have a meeting in the next week, if you agree.
Oh, no. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. This is Anne Aikman-Scalise, but with the International Trademark Association schedule, I don't think either Jay Scott nor I, that's not really possible.
You couldn't. How do the others see?
Yeah, well, this is Mary. Like Anne, I'm in the same position. I'll be at the INTA meeting as well, so next week's not a good time.
It's not a good one? Okay, then, but the week after that, so just two weeks from now would be even more better, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, so then let's keep it that for the next time. And I would suggest, to start with the survey, just to understand that, and then to allocate the work with regarding the survey, and then with the other items with regarding to the items where we have received comments on that, and I will send you the agenda in this way. Yeah? Okay. So then, sorry, for keeping you waiting, and thank you very much. And yes, goodbye from my side.
Thank you, Wolf.
Thank you, Wolf.
Thank you, Marika. Bye-bye.
The recording.
Thank you.